Got a couple of text messages at 37890, keyword Amos. My parents taught us black history and a love of self. Now as a mom, I do the same with my kids. Kids who love themselves don't kill, steal, or do reality TV. All right, here's another one. My mother always told me I am a beautiful black girl. All my Barbie dolls and Cabbage Patch dolls were black. I never saw the Wizard of Oz, only the Wiz. 239-1310. 239-1310. It's Afternoons with Amos as we go into the Mother's Day weekend. What makes a good mom? What makes a successful mom? Let me go to Deborah. Hi, Deborah.
Hello, Amos.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. What makes a good mom and a successful mom is a mom that knows the power of prayer. I grew up, we never had an alarm clock. All we would hear is our mother praying. And that's all I wanted to say. Never an alarm clock, just would always hear our mother praying, and we knew it was 6 a.m. and time to get up.
Hello. I heard that. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Let me go to Jeff. Hi, Jeff. Jeff? Jeff going once. Jeff going twice. Let's move on to Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Amos. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Amos, I want to say Brittany, Bridget, and Savannah, my three daughters, excellent job. They've been raising my grandchildren very, very well. Amos, what makes a good mother and a great mother, first of all, is the support of the man stepping up and helping the mothers get over that threshold of the bills and everything. If men will put their support forward, it's good. If not, you know, women's go forward. Mm-hmm. And to all the ladies, you know, God, is, you know, it's biblical. Raise that child up for when he becomes old.
Mm-hmm.
He will not lack, because we as parents, we will pass away one day, but God will always be there for them. Now, all you mothers out there, put your hands up in the air, wave them. Happy Mother's Day to you. Receive your blessing. Have a blessed, safe Mother Holiday weekend. Thank you, Amos.
All right, let me go to Lisa at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hey, Amos. Yeah, what makes a good mother is, I know with my own children, we got to be patient with them and give them time to grow and mature and not try to impose what we want them to be or what we think they should be. But we do have input and influence on what we think would be good for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we got to give them that, be patient and give them that time to grow to be what God put them here to be, not just what we want them to be.
Is it hard to give children space while still being a leader and still being a mom? Because some might say, to give kids space, then I got to be their friend.
No, I ain't talking about being their friend. I'm talking about giving them, you know, mm-hmm. like if they do something,
uh-huh.
know that they're still at, and depending on what age they're at, know that they're still growing and they're still learning. They might not understand it at the level you understand it.
Mm-hmm.
So don't assume that a child is at your adult understanding.
Right.
So be patient with them and let them, okay, you made that mistake. Teach them what it is that they did and why you don't do it or why you do it. But don't just, you know, yell at them. Be like, there's times when you yell at your children or you get on them when they're going to do something to hurt themselves. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get on them. But just for silly stuff, just because you want some time or some space, nah. Don't yell at your children for those stupid stuff, you know.
All right. Good points, my sister. Let me go to Emma at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, Amos. How you doing today?
I'm fine. What's up?
All is well. I always want to talk about a good mother.
Okay.
And what a good mother is.
Okay.
May my mother rest in peace, but she took care of 10 children. And we're from Mississippi. And she has taught me very well to be a good mother. I'm a mother of four. Well, let's take that back. I'm a mother of four of my own, but I have so many children out here that I have taken care of my friend, of my daughters, and them friends. I always say, I wish you was my mother.
Mm.
And, you know, and some of them was drug addicts, and some of them was in homes. I took them into my home
mm-hmm.
to show them what a good mother is. But I always taught them, never put your mother down. Never speak bad of your mother, no matter what she does or what has been done.
Mm.
I always taught them that. What? And then, you know, go ahead.
What's the special quality of a mom who can take care of a lot of kids? And the reason I say that is the generation before our generation and the generation before them, those were moms of big families, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12 children. And today the households maybe, you know, are 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, and 4 maybe is the exception. To the rule, because households are smaller. There's fewer children in a household. So what makes that special mom that can not only take care, like you said, of the four children that are your own, but also others? That's got to be a little extra special person.
That is an extra special. It's just because I have the heart of God, the love of God in my heart. And then I just felt, okay, they needed a parent in their life, and their real parent wasn't there for them. But I still let them know that deep down in your mother or your father's heart, they still love you no matter what's going on. They still love you. I have lost three. I've been homeless 3 times, Amos, taking in children that's not mine because they come in with attitudes of being on drugs. Financially, I hit rock bottom. But I still took care of them. And right now, today, they call me Ma Duke. They give me the utmost respect. You can see some of them that's on the streets right now. They got good jobs. They're living in their own place. You wouldn't believe the girls I have took care of. Some have been stabbed 27 times, and she's been shot 3 times. She's doing well.
Oh, I can believe
I just say, you know, something. There's one that's homeless right now. You know, like I said, I don't care if you're black, white, pink, blue, whatever you are. If you come to me and you need some help, and I see it in your spirit that you need that help, you really want that help, you ask it for God's help. I'm going to do as God has called me to do.
Great testimony, my sister. I appreciate you for sharing that. Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310. You're hearing examples of what makes a good mom, what makes a mom successful. Let me go back to the phones. And Ashley, hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
I wanted to take you back off of the mothers who take care of others, specifically to refer to my godmother. Her name is Debbie Sawyer, and she's an awesome woman of God. Her faith is just amazing and out of this world. And for her or mothers like her who don't get the attention, who teach us, like the woman said before, to still appreciate our mothers regardless of what happened throughout life with our mothers who did give birth to us. She's told me that, but not only, but she's been there, I mean, through everything. She immediately took myself and my daughter in and didn't even know me and made sure that I had what I needed physically, mentally, but she also showed me how to be able to press through and to pray and have faith through my struggles. And she taught me a lot when it comes to just having faith and believing and never let me feel sorry for myself and regardless of the situation, kind of bend my backbone and just give me the strength that I need when I can't, you know, feel like I can do it on my own.
Let me ask you, do we need more, what I would call her, a mentor mother? Do we need more mentor mothers like that?
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with that because sometimes, you know, we have our difference with our biological mother. And I mean, that's going to happen. We're women, you know, we have things going on as far as hormones, PMS, you know, all of the above. But when you have another mother who's willing to step in and say, hey, you know, I'm not trying to take the place of your mother because you only get one mother regardless, but I am here if you need anyone else. Just know that you can call on me, you can count on me as your friend and a mother because, you know, I've heard a lot of callers call in about parents not having that friendship or considering themselves as a friend to their children. And in so many ways, I agree, but in other ways, I have my own opinion about that. But Yes, absolutely. It's very important, and I think we do need more mothers who will step up to the plate and be that mentor, that friend, and that mother, and who are living accordingly, that can, I mean, fast for you, lay down on a flow for you, and just give just as much as your biological mother would. It's an awesome thing to know that, you know, for me personally, to know that if all else fails, I can call her, and I know for a fact, you know, regardless of what she's going through, she may be like, look, I'm struggling too, but if I got to struggle, we just going to struggle together. What you got in your refrigerator, what I got in my cabinet, we going to put it together and make a Thanksgiving dinner out of it. And it's just awesome. It's really awesome, and it's really a good, nourishing feeling that I get from her. And I appreciate her, and I love her with all of my heart for what she's doing for me and my daughter.
Ashley, great testimony. I appreciate you sharing it. Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310 is Absolute News Davis. We're having a conversation. Great conversation. Leading into the Mother's Day weekend. It's a simple question. What makes a good mom? What makes a successful mom? Two-thirds of moms in our community are women in their 20s. It's not a teen thing. It's a 20s thing. And so what are the ingredients that make a successful mom? We've heard so far a lot of great suggestions, but and a lot of great stories, a lot of positive energy. But the best is yet to come, because we haven't yet heard from you. You and you way over there. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And you can get in touch with the conversation at 239-1310. Yeah, I know the lines are, if you're getting a busy signal, boop, 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 send me a text message at 37890, keyword Amos, or send me an email at praiseindy.com, or if you're on Twitter, send it to Amos WTLC Indy. Great conversation. We're learning from each other and learning great things about the power of moms. A good mom, a successful mom. What is it? Let's share it. We might be able to help a mom that's looking for that help today. It's Afternoons with Amos on the Friday before Mother's Day.
If you missed the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, here's what you missed.
Examine yourself to see if the faith of God's Word is at work in you.
114.
Hello, this is Maggie Lewis, President of the City County Council. And when I want to stay informed, I always listen to Afternoons with Amos on AM 1310, The Light.
And let me go to Jeff right quick at 239-1310. Hi there.
How you doing, Amos?
I'm fine.
I hope you have a good weekend.
Yes, I will.
You know what, Amos? I tell you, my mother, God bless her soul, she passed away in 2011. She was someone that always embraced information. She was a school teacher with the Ball State, graduated. She was 43 years old when she went back to school after she had me and my younger brother. But my mother would never allow any of her male sons to walk around, that's almost an oxymoron, to walk around with their pants hanging down, mouth full of gold, and she would never let my sister watch, the NBA wives of Atlanta, whatever these clowns call themselves. You know, anyway, the problem is, black people gotta give up their love affair with destructive, ignorant behavior. Watching the NBA wife, watching Tyler Perry, a man who dresses up like a woman, and watch this movie where black women are assaulted, beaten, and disrespected. That's it's popular culture, Amos. We could run from. Did you see this kid that took the police on a high speed chase downtown?
Yeah, I heard about it.
This kid. I mean, you have to, you know, wonder who are this kid's parents. Mm-hmm. He's attacking state troopers, Marion County deputies. I mean, spitting at them, and you get to wonder, where's this kid's parents at? Mm-hmm. You know, Amos, we black people have a love affair with stupidity and ignorance. I don't care who gets upset or mad. Come on, my pastor said this. My pastor said, well, a lot of your pastors are jacklegs anyway.
Now. Let me move on to Earl at 239-1310. Hi, Earl. Let's stay focused on what we're talking about, which is what makes a good mom? What makes a successful mom? Hi, Earl.
Amos, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My mom had 18 boys and 5 girls. And the first thing she taught us was the principles of God. And out of that came integrity and honesty. her word was her bond, mm-hmm. and she instilled that in all 23 of us.
Mm-hmm. So the word was her bond.
That's it. What you said, what she said she meant,
mm-hmm.
and what she mm-hmm. said she did.
Mm. I can't argue with that, my brother. I appreciate the testimony. I'm going to go to Jerry at 239-1310. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, I've called to tell you what, man, best my mother took care of me at the age of 4 minutes. I get in a car accident, took me home, because my mother went to nursing school. So she didn't put me in no group home, no nursing home. She took me home and took care of me. And now I hear that I'm 36 because my mom took care of me.
All right, great testimony. Let me go to Valencia. Hi there.
Hey, Amos, how are you?
I'm fine.
First, I want to wish all mothers a happy Mother's Day this weekend. And you were asking what makes a great mom. A great mom sacrifices for her children. A great mom puts them before herself. It's not about going out to the clubs or dropping your kids off to grandma or anybody else. She's there taking care of her child herself. A great mom also makes sure the child is involved with God in all kinds of ways. And any time a child looks out in the audience at something that they're involved in, they should see their mom out there. Dads too, but they should see their mom out there. A great mom is one who, if there's only a little bit of food, she splits it up between the kids and she goes hungry. That's to me what a great mom is.
How did you learn that part? The sacrifice from watching your mom.
My mom was a great mom. She was a little witty woman. She was quiet, but she was stern. She didn't have to fuss at us much. We just followed by example in the way she led us, as far as how we were to grow up and treat our own families. She was a great example of that.
Because I've
not seen too much of that anymore. It's sad. We need to go back to the old school of raising our children, spare the rod, spoil the child. And my mom, you know, she could give us a stern look, and we knew we were either in trouble or we would need to get it straightened up before she came after us.
Oh, she had the look, huh?
Oh, she had the look, honey. And like I said, she was 5'4", but she had the look, and we knew we were in trouble.
She had that look that the president had in the second debate when he looked over at Romney.
Yes.
But you know, but
that look would scare the devil. You hear me?
You know, but I think there is a feeling today that the younger generation does mm-hmm. not, or some in the, that some in the younger generation don't have that spirit of sacrifice. And the reason I say that is we have young men and women who volunteer to serve in our military. Mm-hmm. And they have that spirit of sacrifice.
Right.
We have others, young people who were out at the fairgrounds during that tragedy mm-hmm. and went towards trouble. And to rescue people,
right.
or people that were in Boston and saw all that mess and went towards the victims,
mm-hmm.
Or the people mm-hmm. down in that explosion down on the south side that went towards
right.
the trouble. So we know there are people that can do that sacrifice, but it's almost like in a lot of cases that quality isn't there as much as it used to be back in the day.
This generation is a generation that feels that they're owed something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad because they feel privileged. We had to sacrifice and we had to work hard to get the things that we got from watching our parents do the exact same thing. We didn't feel privileged as children, like they owed us anything. All they owed us was a roof over our head and food in our stomach. That was it.
I don't know.
Their job was to just take care of us. That was it.
I don't know whether you heard the story in our first hour of the lady that talked about her mom when she got her first check, when this young lady got the first check for the summer job. Mom took the check, said, wait a minute, you're going to pay some bills around here.
Yes. And that was what we did when we lived at home and we were of age to work.
Uh-huh.
We were, and she, you know, the thing about it, she never even told us we had to pay her anything.
Mm.
We just did it. We came home, we cashed our checks, we came home, and we gave mom money.
Mm.
And it's because we knew that was the right thing to do. You know, she took care of us all of our lives. It was time to take care of her back.
All right. Thank you, Valencia. Appreciate it. Let me go to Joe Simpson at 239-1310. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Amos. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good, man. One example of my mother is that my nephew just called you, Jerry.
Yeah.
That was my sister.
Mm.
And so mom was the world. That's the way I'm going to put it. You know, we looked at our mom as though she knew everything, less than an eighth grade education. Most moms back in the time, they were everything that, they were like our dictionary. They were like our Bible. They were like, you know, the food book. I mean, anything and everything mom used to do back then because daddy went to work. Mom used to do some side jobs, ironing shirts, you know, or cleaning houses. But the thing about mom was she was the institution of the house. And being the institution of the house means that you hear, you see, and you understand. But as you get older in life, you begin to understand what that institution stood for. And for all of us in the 50s and 60s, including you, Amos, we all still, and our mothers used to say stuff to us, and we say, what is that supposed to mean?
Mm-hmm.
But as you get older, you begin, oh, that's what mama meant.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, is that my mom was that institution in the church. She raised seven of us. And the sure thing about moms, I do see out here, because I'm not going to discredit every mother out here not doing a good job, but they love their children, no matter how old they are. You know, my brother went to Vietnam, came back with Agent Orange, and she hung with him all the way till, you know, he got better and loved him all the way. And that's what parents, mothers love is continuous and never, ever go away. And so what I want to say to all the moms out there, continue to love your kids and teach your kids the institution of life. You know, the church, the homekeeping. You know, I can iron, wash, iron, do all of the above. And what I want to end with, my mom was so good that I became a single dad raising four girls, and they're all beautiful.
All right, my brother, I appreciate it. Appreciate it. Let me go to Raymond at 239-1310. Hi, Raymond.
Hey, good afternoon, Amos.
Good afternoon.
Hey, you know, when I was growing up, I had two moms, one that gave birth to me and one that raised me. The one who gave birth to me, for reasons that happened, she became a quadriplegic.
Oh, dear.
And the person who raised me was my aunt. And whether or not she was blood, I know that both of them had the same type of love because I didn't really know the difference. But I do know that both of them kept saying to me, be careful, because as commercials started changing and department stores, different things started opening, they said, be careful, keep what you have internally away from what the external is. And they separated us from that because we were on AFBC all of my young life, and I think it's called TANF or something now.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, if we have to go to the thrift store, it's how we wear it, it's not what we wear. And she said, be careful because a lot of people are going to waste things and do things, and I don't want you all doing that, because what will happen is you will suffer more and more because you want to be like, look like, and do like. She said, be internal, not external. So we kept that because even though some got a college education, some didn't, that didn't matter because internally we were excellent, and we kept it that way, and we would present ourselves that way. And she just told me to observe and always, you know, just appreciate people and understand what they need too, because believe you me, in my house there was chaos, and I mean so many different things going on. But she always said, keep what you have internally and don't give that away, because, you know, there are time thieves, there are mind thieves and spirit thieves. And she said, you'll have those where you don't even realize time, space in your head and things have been taken from you because they got to your internal. So I just wanted to share that. And maybe there's someone listening that had a mom like that, that you didn't even realize they were saying, keep what you have internally, because the external things will try to take you here, there, and in different directions. So I'm just thankful they passed years ago, but I keep that with me.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you. Sir. Let me go to Anonymous, then we'll take a break at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, Amos. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Good. The one thing I can say about my mom is, well, for one, she had seven kids, and she was a single parent. And back in the 70s, that was a hard thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that I do know about my mother is we never lived in the projects. Even though she was a single parent, if she needed help from the government, every now and then she would get help, but she always worked.
Mm-hmm.
And When I was 15 years old, I got my first job, and I've been working ever since. I've been working almost 30 years, and I'm not even 50 years old yet.
Mm.
And so she would always tell me, you know, when kids go in the store, they like stuff, and they, you know, try to go to get the stuff off the aisle and all of that stuff. She would never allow us to do that because, really, she didn't have the money to do so. But if I would ask her something, she would say, I'll see. She never lied to me. My mother has never lied to me. Now, we don't always see eye to eye all the time, but I will never forget that she has never, in all the years that I have been alive, my mother has never lied to me. Never. Never, ever, ever lied to me. And I appreciate my mother for that. I really do. She's still living. But some of the things that she's taught me, she would say, be careful who you deal with. Everybody in your face is not your friend. You know, she would say, don't marry the cow when the milk is, well, marry the cow when the milk is free. So I never really lived with a man until I got married.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really a hard situation to do. But, you know, she would tell me, don't get those credit cards because they'll get you in debt. And even though I did, I paid them all off. So, you know, I learned that lesson the hard way. What other things did she would she say to me? She bought me my first pair of high heel shoes for my first real job because I worked a summer job when I was in high school and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to the military a year after I graduated from high school. I served this country for 8 years, and you know, I'm almost 50 years old and I don't have any children. And so, you know, and I could look up at my brothers and sisters and the mistakes that they made in their lives, and I learned from that, too. And, you know, when you're young, you kind of mouth off to your parents and stuff. But even though I would be mouthy at times, I always listened. I've always listened, and I still listen. I might not always like what I hear from her.
Yeah.
And sometimes she can come at me real hard. It's like, okay, why are you talking to me like that? But I always listen to her. And I appreciate God for my mother, and I'm glad that he gave her to me.
You know, and I appreciate that testimony, and also thank you for your service to our country and serving in our military.
Well, praise God, no problem.
All righty, thank you.
Thank you.
239-1310, 239-1310's afternoon's name is What Makes a Good Mom? What makes a mom a successful mom? Oh my goodness, we have learned a lot. This is better than any of them Lifetime movies of the week. And definitely better than a diva thing. But it could get better. Because somebody out there that's been trying to get through on the phones and they go, boop, boop, boop. That's the busy signal. You can get through. I got faith in you. And make your contribution, 239-1310, 239-1310, or send us a text message to 37890, keyword Amos, or send me an email at praiseindy.com, or hit me on Twitter at AmosWTLCIndy. It's Afternoons with Amos, Friday before Mother's Day. We're asking you, our community, let's share. What makes a good mom? What makes a successful mom? Let's share that information that might help a mom out there that's struggling. Help them turn their momness around. It's Afternoons with Amos after these.